A federal judge today sentenced Zacharias Moussaoui to life in prison and said the trial of the admitted al-Qaeda member represents a great win for the American people. A jury yesterday rejected the government's call for the death penalty, giving Moussaoui a life sentence. Moussaoui had one more opportunity to speak today, but he had to contend with angry family members who told Moussaoui what they thought of him. NPR's Larry Abramson was in the courtroom.
After the jury's verdict, Judge Leonie Brinkema was legally required to sentence Moussaoui to life, but before she did, she asked whether any family members wanted to speak. Three people approached the podium in turn. They looked Moussaoui directly in the eye and let loose. Rosemary Dillard lost her husband in the Pentagon attacks, as did Lisa Dolan. Outside the courthouse, they repeated what they told Moussaoui inside.
I told him how he had wrecked my life. He took the most important person from me, and that was my husband, Eddie Dillard.
I also told Mr. Moussaoui that he still has one final judgment day, and I believe in that, and that's where I get my comfort.
Moussaoui has been contemptuous of the dozens of victims and family members who have recounted their sorrows during the trial. Today was no different. When he got his turn to speak, Moussaoui addressed the three family members directly. To Rosemary Dillard, he said, "Maybe one day she can think about how many people the CIA has destroyed. You have a hypocrisy beyond belief. Your humanity is a selective humanity." But as soon as Moussaoui got going, prosecutor Rob Spencer objected, and the judge told Moussaoui he could only address his sentence, not make a political speech. Moussaoui promised, "We will come back another day, and you will never get Osama bin Laden," but then he gave up. The judge then sentenced Moussaoui to life in prison. The end of the Moussaoui saga has not ended criticism of the government's decision to bring Moussaoui to trial.
I don't think this was a good case for the government to pursue.
Stephen Salzberg teaches law at George Washington University. He says the government had no business going to the mat for such a low-level operative and could have negotiated a guilty plea and life in prison years ago. The government did win one key legal point in the years of litigation. A federal appeals court said Moussaoui did not have an absolute right to question al-Qaeda leaders in U.S. custody. Instead, summaries of their interrogations could be substituted. But Salzberg says even that point, litigated at tremendous expense, probably will not hold up in the next terror trial.
In another case where a defendant might show a greater need for more specific testimony, the issue would still be there, which is, will substitutes do? And I don't think we have a definitive answer to that.
Even some supporters of the government's case say military tribunals are better suited to terror cases and would have dispensed with some of the legal shenanigans. They say the tribunals would also deprive terrorists like Moussaoui of the public forum he so enjoyed. Former prosecutor Andrew McCarthy, who helped prosecute those behind the 1993 World Trade Center bombing and other attacks, says traditional courts give terrorists a chance to abuse legal guarantees like the presumption of innocence.
It's really not the best way to try to fight a war. I mean, the presumption in a war has to be that the enemy has to be defeated. It can't be that you're presuming the enemy innocent.
McCarthy says tribunals provide fewer opportunities for abuse by defendants, but many analysts say that tribunals are quicker only because they are less fair than civilian courts, and the tribunals laid out by the Bush administration for enemy combatants have themselves been mired in litigation. Perhaps the most passionate defense of the Moussaoui trial came from Judge Leonie Brinkema herself today after she announced the sentence. She said that while she personally doesn't ever want to see one of these cases again, quote, "Every American, that is those who wanted to see this defendant executed and those who did not, should feel satisfied." She then turned to Moussaoui, who has insulted and derided her for years. "Mr. Moussaoui," she said, "you came here to be a martyr and to die in a great bang of glory. But to paraphrase the poet T.S. Eliot, instead you will die with a whimper." Moussaoui tried to interrupt, but Brinkema continued, "You will never get a chance to speak again, and that's an appropriate ending." Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.